rest of the story. Whether it's fair or not, the very appearance of a businessman's wife may prove a tremendous asset or a crippling liability to his career. And for that reason, when a young executive seeks a bride, very often he's most concerned with her presentability. Well, this is the story of Julia Dent, an executive's wife. She married Hiram before success intruded on their lives, and that's how something incidental became a dilemma. Ever since Julia was a little girl, she had strabismus, an unfortunate condition which considerably detracted from her appearance. It was correctable through surgery, especially at her young age, but Julia never quite got up the nerve for the knife. And then along came Hiram. He was a shy young man, and the two were very much in love, a fact not disturbed in the least by Julia's strabismus. Alone with Hiram, she was not self-conscious, as she might have been with other men. Neither was he apprehensive, as other men might have been. And they were married, and they might have lived happily, utterly happily, ever after. But then Hiram began taking on more and more professional responsibility. Since he did his job well, his prestige and career prospects elevated accordingly until Julia could stand it no longer. When they were nobodies, how she looked hardly mattered, but now it was different. Now in the eyes of Hiram's associates, she represented her husband, and how could she do so proudly with strabismus? Then Julia remembered there was an operation which could correct the condition. She consulted various doctors. All seemed to agree that she had waited too long, that the surgery now would be neither safe nor necessarily effective, but Julia remained determined, and eventually she discovered a surgeon who was willing to perform the operation. And then came the day of the surgery. Julia was preparing to leave the house, packing her overnight case, putting on her hat. Hiram said nothing, but he seemed troubled. And Julia was actually reaching for the doorknob when Hiram grabbed her hand and told her that he realized he was being selfish, but he did not want Julia to go through with it. He had fallen in love with her just as she was. He had never stopped loving her. Certainly, he admitted, an operation might make her more attractive to other people, but to me, he said, you are as pretty as can be, just as you are, and just as you were when I first saw you. And then, through tears of joy, Julia confessed that she had considered the surgery only for Hiram's sake, and she took off her hat. And both of them embraced with a sigh of relief, and the subject of Julia's strabismus never, ever came up again. The rest of the world would simply have to accept them as they were. As a former general, newly elected president, Hiram Ulysses Simpson Grant, President Grant, and the First Lady of the land. And now, you know, strabismus? Well, you see, First Lady Julia Grant was then, and throughout her entire life, cross-eyed. Now you know the rest of the story.